Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Good morning, greetings, and welcome, friends, to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, specializing in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they are, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side, every day you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You're more and more knowledgeable, and you know that you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis and acne, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, diabetes, digestive ailments of all kinds, autoimmune issues, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of biology? What is in the world of the body? Standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew. It's a regenerating system, and while it may seem miraculous, this renewing, regenerating system is really nothing more than just business as usual. It's the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, the longevity products, formulations, nutritional supplements, if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a program, we want to help you out. We welcome your calls here at The Bright Side at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to contribute to the conversation, if you want to share a success story, we'd love to hear from you, 866-582-9933. And the success stories, I must say, are coming in fast and hot and heavy on Facebook, on my email, and through friends and people that I've consulted with. People are losing weight, blood pressure is dropping. I knew this would happen, folks, because it's happened for the last 25 years that I've seen of practicing pharmacy, as I say in the open. It may seem like a miracle when you lose that 10 or 15 or 20 pounds, but it's just the way the body works. If you want us to help you do that, please give us a call at 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470 or get to my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. We've got a shopping cart up there and also a link if you want to help me in my personal mission to educate the world about how important it is to get on a good nutritional supplement program. Just click on that link. Somebody will get back to you with information, and you can also learn how you can make a little bit of money selling the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. On The Bright Side, we left off our program yesterday talking about fat absorption and the heart. I was telling you about a gal I had a phone conversation with. Actually, I had a phone conversation with her husband a couple of weeks ago. She was having severe gallbladder pain. This is a gal who's had her thyroid completely removed. She's 30 years old. She's thinking of having her gallbladder out. Her thyroid was taken out when she was 17 years old. She's on a prescription drug, an inconsistent prescription drug to replace all the many different things the thyroid is doing. When they take the thyroid out, they put you on a drug, and the idea being that the prescription drug hormone is going to replace the thyroid. Of course, that's pure silliness. This poor gal has had one baby. She wants to have another. She's concerned about her gallbladder pain, so her doctor is trying to convince her to have her gallbladder removed before she gets pregnant again. Now, leaving aside the absolute craziness of someone even remotely thinking about having an organ in their body removed because it hurts, leaving that aside, we can perhaps chalk that up to this gal not understanding how the body works. What is so dramatic about this scenario is the fact that a doctor, a medical professional, someone who has a sworn oath to do no harm, that a medical professional like that would encourage a woman who's already had her thyroid removed, already majorly health compromised, and who wants to have a baby, which is another severe stress on the body. What shocks me is that a medical professional would now encourage this gal to have another organ removed, a critical structure involved in digestive health and hormone health, an organ that is absolutely amazingly important for not just for fat absorption, but for the gestation process, for pregnancy to occur correctly. For building a healthy baby, the gallbladder is unbelievably important, and this poor gal is already going through her life without a thyroid. And she's now about to continue her life without a gallbladder and produce another child, which is going to greatly increase her risk for female health issues, up her chances for having a hysterectomy, up her chances for cancer. If it's up to the doctor, they'll take her ovaries and her uterus and very possibly her breasts as well. This is the medical stupidity that we are all up against. The medical model of hacking the body up, of drugging the body up, of radiating the body to health, leaving the woman, this poor gal, leaving her as a fraction of a human being, literally as a fraction of who she was. This is what we all confront in the medical model. This is the very reason that I do this program every day. If you listen to this program for any length of time, you're going to recognize that this poor girl is not an anomaly. This is not unusual. Her case is far from an unusual situation. If you've listened to The Bright Side for any length of time, you will recognize that this direction, the trajectory of her symptoms, the way her symptoms are showing up is very common. Hypothyroidism or hyperthyroidism, I should say Graves' disease, leads to a thyroidectomy. Having the thyroid removed leads to digestive problems and gallbladder pain, leading to gallbladder removal, and then more than likely continuing downward to further organ removal, then heart disease, then cancer, and God knows what else. And this gal, by the way, was also on antihypertensive drugs, so she's already got circulatory problems. This is what completely riles me up about the medical profession. This poor woman is a poster child for what the heck is wrong with this medical model of ours. Now, this gal's an extreme case, but that's the medical paradigm. That's the medical model that is consciously in place, intentionally in place, and it has been intentionally in place for decades. The appropriate response, folks, to gallbladder pain is not removing your gallbladder any more than having a headache is a reason to have your head removed. The head is important, and so is the gallbladder, and so is the appendix, and so is everything in the body. The gallbladder is basically a big sack of bile. The gallbladder is the body's way of giving food that passes through the digestive tract a good jolt of bile. This is an amazing system. The digestive system is absolutely mind-blowing in its complexity, in its intricacy, in its potency, in its ability to extract nutrients from our food. The gallbladder is a bag, a little sack. It squirts bile into food as the food passes through the digestive tract. The liver's making the bile, and the liver squirts it into this bag, this gallbladder, fills it up where it's stored until we get fat into our body through the diet. As soon as the body knows that there's some fat in the system, a switch is turned on that prepares the bile system to be squirted out as the fat passes through the digestive tract. Think of a car wash and how the car, one of those automatic car washes, how your car goes through the car wash and different kinds of fluids are squirted all over the car. First the soap is squirted, and then the wax is squirted, and then the water is squirted. And this is pretty much how the digestive system works as well. As the food is passing through the digestive tract, different components in the food are triggering the secretion of different chemicals. As fat is passing through the digestive system, the gallbladder sends a big squirt, the gallbladder is supposed to squirt a big jolt of bile right at the food. Without the gallbladder, folks, you've lost the main source of bile for food. Now, you have some bile that's going to come into the food through the liver, but the main source is the gallbladder. Without a gallbladder, you lose a powerful, powerful source of bile for digesting fat. Remember, bile is one of the three great fluid systems in the body, along with the blood and the lymph. If you lose your main source of bile for the digestive process, you will be in big, big trouble when it comes to nutrient absorption, especially fatty vitamins, essential fatty acids, phytonutrients. We talked about those yesterday, these plant nutrients that tend to be fatty, and steroid hormones as well. You want to talk about a lousy menopause experience, folks? Having a gallbladder removed is almost a guarantee for hot flashes, for night sweats, for anxiety, for poor wound healing, for poor recovery, for increased risk of cancer, and increased risk of early death as well. Bile is like a fat pulverizer that magnetically disturbs the fatty molecules in food, breaking them apart, releasing them from the food, and then carrying those fatty molecules, those fatty nutrients, through to the liver where it gets processed. All right, we're going to continue talking about bile secretion and ways that we can protect ourselves from cardiovascular disease, non-drug strategies, non-doctor strategies, non-medical model strategies. We'll come back here on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 20th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,607.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,647.81, $823.91 for a half ounce, or $411.95 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,647.81, $823.91, and $411.95.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
One of the best ways to protect yourself from milestones is drinking green tea. Green tea is amazing stuff. It's the next to water. Green tea is the most consumed beverage in the world, and it also protects against gallbladder cancer. It protects against milestones. It's very protective against the liver as well. So if you're a tea drinker or a coffee drinker, you may want to switch to green tea for a lot of reasons, not the least of which it's important for the bile system. The bile system is your fat-destroying system. It breaks up fats and foods. It magnetically disturbs the fatty molecules in foods. It helps attract them into the digestive tract, specifically fatty vitamins, phytonutrients, essential fatty acids. Because these fatty vitamins and fatty nutrients, like essential fatty acids, are so important for heart health, without a gallbladder, you are especially at risk for heart disease. Vitamin K, vitamin E, carotenes like beta-carotene and flavonoids and phytosterols from vegetables and, of course, EFAs, essential fatty acids, are all super, super, super important for heart health, and they all require bile for their absorption. Of course, it's not just heart health that's going to suffer. Bone health will suffer if you have a gallbladder removed. Liver health will suffer if you've had a gallbladder removed or any problems with the gallbladder or the bile system. Brain health is dependent on nutrients that are derived from the activity of bile. For women who are concerned about looking older, without a gallbladder, if you have any problems with the bile system or the fat absorption system, you're more prone to get wrinkles, you're more prone to get blotchy skin, you're more prone to get sun damage, you're more prone to just look older and look crappier without a gallbladder, without a fully functioning bile system, without a fully functioning fat absorption system. All of these things are going to occur more likely to occur under conditions of fat malabsorption. This is what I mean when I talk about the bright side of healing and wellness. Folks, we have so many options for wellness, so many options for healing, so many options for, yes, cures, so many options for cures, real cures at our disposal. We haven't even scratched the surface of the places that we can work if we want to improve our health, if we want to improve our circulation, if we want to improve our blood pressure. There are so many places you can work. We can work with fructose. You can work with the liver. We can work with blood sugar. We can work with insulin. We can work with the digestive system. We can work with the bile system. There's two types of chemicals in the body. You've got fat absorption, fatty chemicals, and you've got watery chemicals. In fact, all of nature, all the chemistry in nature can be divided into the chemistry that's watery and the chemistry that is fatty. There's two types of chemicals, fatty chemicals, watery chemicals. In chemistry, we say hydrophilic, meaning water-loving, or lipophilic, meaning fat-loving, water-soluble or fat-soluble. That's another way of dividing these chemicals in nature. So everything in chemistry can either be said to be mostly water-soluble or mostly fat-soluble. When we're talking about the fat absorption system, we're talking about the fat-soluble compounds. There are vitamins that dissolve in fats, so-called fat-soluble vitamins, D, E, A, and K. You can remember them by the acronym DEEK. D, E, A, and K are the vitamins that will dissolve in oil, the fat-soluble vitamins. And then there are the vitamins that dissolve in water, the so-called water-soluble vitamins, or hydrophilic for water-loving vitamins, and those are the B's and the C's, the B complex and vitamin C. So you got two water-soluble vitamins, B and C. These are two vitamins that dissolve in water, and four fat-soluble vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K. We spent a lot of time talking about the connection of heart health to appropriate intake of water-soluble vitamins, of hydrophilic vitamins, the Bs, the B complex, and vitamin C, B1 and B3, thiamine and niacin for sugar control, as well as for heart health, the superstar triad of vitamins, vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid are involved in lowering homocysteine. And unlike cholesterol, which has never been definitively shown to be linked to heart disease, elevated cholesterol has never been shown to be definitively linked to heart disease, but homocysteine has. We talked about homocysteine a couple days ago. Next week we're going to be talking, hopefully anyway, to Dr. Kilmer McCulley, who's the man who came up with the homocysteine theory of heart disease. Homocysteine levels can be reduced by vitamin B6, vitamin B12, and folic acid. And then there's the absolutely super, super, super amazing vitamin for everything in the body, a vitamin that's really in its own class. It's almost not even fair to call it a vitamin because of the many important roles it plays in the body, and that's vitamin C. Vitamin C is important for stabilizing heart energy. It's for important for protecting the heart from stress. It's important for building heart muscle so that the heart can pump stronger and harder for a longer period of time. The notable thing about these water-soluble vitamins is they need to be taken all day long, and ideally you want to take your vitamin C and your B complex in water. That's why I hit this Beyond Tangy Tangerine so hard and why I encourage everybody to at least try it. It's a large dose, a real healthy dose of vitamin C. It's a healthy dose of your entire B complex in a powder that you add to water. You always want to drink your water-soluble vitamins. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine allows you to do just that. And, of course, in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you also get your fat-soluble vitamins. That's the class of vitamins that dissolves in fat, and these vitamins play their own significant role in keeping your heart healthy. Vitamins D, vitamins E, A, and K. The problem with these fatty vitamins is that unlike the water-soluble vitamins, the hydrophilic vitamins B and C, fatty vitamins are not so easy to absorb. They require a fully functioning fat absorption system. In fact, if you have anything wrong with the fat absorption system, your ability to get these nutrients into your body where they can exert their heart protective effects, and as well as all the other things that these fatty vitamins do, important for bone health, for liver health, for skin health, for brain health. In order to get the benefit of these fatty nutrients, you have to have a fully functioning fat absorption system. And that means the pancreas has to be operating fully functional. That means the stomach has to be fully functional. That means the gallbladder has to be working. That means the intestines have to be working. There's a lot of systems that have to be working well, have to be healthy in the body for fatty vitamins to be absorbed. Unlike the water-soluble nutrients, if you have any problems with the pancreas, the liver, the gallbladder, the intestines, you're not secreting digestive juices, you're not going to absorb vitamins D, E, A, and K. There's a lot of components to this fat absorption system, unlike the B complex and vitamin C. So your fat absorption system is key to making sure that you're getting your fatty nutrients into your body. But there's a lot of things that can go wrong with this fat absorption system. Your stomach, for example, needs to be secreting digestive juices. Many people do not secrete enough digestive juices. In fact, problems with low stomach acid are just as, if not more significant, than problems with too much stomach acid. If you have Crohn's disease or celiac disease or any problems with the small intestine, once again, your fat absorption will be compromised. Clearly, if you have a liver problem, you're not going to be able to absorb fats because the liver makes bile, and 30% of Americans are suffering from fatty liver. 30% of Americans have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So a lot of folks are not going to be getting their benefits, the benefits of the fat-soluble vitamins simply because of liver problems. And then, of course, there's the gallbladder, this little tiny bag of bile. It's about 3 inches long. It holds about 2 ounces, maybe a little bit less than 2 ounces of bile. And by the way, a couple years ago, it was discovered that the gallbladder actually makes insulin too. So that means your gallbladder plays a role in blood sugar control as well. So if you're diabetic and you're thinking of having your gallbladder removed, once again, you're playing with fire. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We're talking about cardiovascular health. We'll take your phone calls when we come back from our break. Our number is 866-582-9933. Take a look at my website, brightsideben.com, if you're interested in learning more about the longevity products. And you can also call Phyllis and Andy or Angela at 866-735-2470. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. five, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. We're here every day. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. It's 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time and 24-7 on the archive page of brightsideben.com, where you'll find our videos and articles as well as links to all the fine longevity products you hear us talk about on the program, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my favorite longevity product. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Angela or Frank or Danette at 866-735-2470, and they can give you the whole scoop on all the longevity products or the longevity business if you so desire. We're talking about bile and the gallbladder. If you've had your gallbladder removed, there are things that you could do. All is not lost, but you do need to pay extra special attention to how well you're digesting and how well you're absorbing fats. We will be covering some of those strategies, some of the things that you're going to want to do if you've had a gallbladder removed, or even if you're simply concerned about fat absorption issues. We'll be discussing some nutritional strategies and some dietary choices that you can make in the next day or two. I want to talk to you. Let's see, we've got a bunch of folks on hold, and we'll get to all our calls here in a moment. I got a letter from Pete in the UK. He says his mother has systemic lupus erythematosus, SLE. That's an autoimmune disease that shows up as skin rashes that can show up in a lot of different ways. Mom is 70 years old, suffered from the condition for about 40 years, 40 years, oh my God. Autoimmune diseases like SLE and rheumatoid arthritis and Graves' disease, and there's a whole bunch of different autoimmune diseases, well over 100. Autoimmune diseases should always be treated as digestive dysfunctions first and foremost. Pete says he was listening to our archive shows. He heard us mention about how prednisone, how damaging prednisone is. Mom's been taking the drug for a long, long time. And he's wondering what we could do, what kind of advice I could offer him. First of all, prednisone is an absolutely horrible drug. It's an immune-suppressing drug, a drug that shuts down the immune system. I want somebody to tell me how any doctor, any medical person can think it's okay to suppress the immune system for any length of time, aside for maybe a quick emergency week or so. You don't want to be using prednisone or any immune-suppressing steroid for any length of time. If you have an autoimmune disease, whatever that is, systemic lupus erythematosus or Hashimoto's thyroiditis or rheumatoid arthritis or any of the 100-plus different autoimmune diseases that are out there, the first thing you want to do is you want to figure out your digestive issues. Now, the best way to do that when you have an autoimmune disease is notice when your disease symptoms flare up. When your joints start to hurt more, when you're feeling a lot more tired, if you have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, when you have more skin rashes, if you have SLE, systemic lupus erythematosus, if you have a flare-up in your vitiligo, whatever your particular autoimmune disease is, notice when you have a flare-up and then backtrack through your food choices for that day or the day before and see what you ate. Keep track of it. That's called doing a food diary or doing a food journal. So you do a food diary, you do a food journal, and you notice what foods cause the flare-ups and what foods cause the triggers. If you're one of those rare persons and you cannot find or you cannot notice any digestive triggers, try to find other triggers, other things that you're doing, and you want to eliminate those triggers. You don't have an autoimmune disease unless something is stimulating your immune system. All right? Let me say that again. You can't have an autoimmune disease or you can't have autoimmune flare-ups unless something is stimulating your immune system. And there's only three places your immune system can get stimulated. Either through the skin, which hardly ever happens because the skin is such a phenomenal barrier to anything getting inside the body. Number two, through the respiratory tract. You can breathe something into your body. That can happen occasionally, but you'll notice respiratory symptoms. If you don't have respiratory symptoms and you're having some kind of immune problem where your immune system, autoimmune disease, where your immune system is flaring up and giving you rashes or making you feel lousy, chances are it's coming in through your digestive system. So keep track of the foods you're eating. And it should come as no surprise that the foods we're eating are causing health problems when you look at the kind of foods that we're putting into our mouths. You know, the human body had a certain way of eating for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Only in the last 100 or 200 years have we changed our diet so dramatically that our body is having a hard time keeping up, or our body is having a hard time processing the foods. And in the last 20 or 30 or 40 years, our ability to process food has become so technically proficient, we've become so sophisticated at manipulating foods, that we now have created an entire spectrum of thousands upon thousands of different kinds of chemicals that are in the foods that make the foods taste a certain way, but that the body has a hard time processing. So changing the way you eat is the single most important strategy you can employ for all of health, but especially if you have some kind of immune condition or autoimmune condition. If you're on prednisone for your autoimmune disease and you don't want to be on prednisone, simply paying attention to your digestive choices can take you a long, long, long way towards helping you get yourself off of the prescription drugs and getting you away from the medical community and the medical model. If your doctor hasn't told you that, you may want to find yourself another doctor, or even better, you may want to consider doctoring yourself. All right, we're going to continue this discussion on heart disease and the bio connection tomorrow and in the coming days, but I want to get to the phones. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Shannon in Texas. What's up, buddy?
Hi, how are you doing, Ben?
Doing well.
So I had a quick question for you. I'm group homes from 11 to 18.
Okay.
They had me on lithium, Prozac, Mefamine, Zoloft.
Wow.
You name it. Yeah.
How old are you now?
36.
Okay.
And now I'm having a problem with my teeth. Most of them are rotting or falling out.
Oh.
And I've seen some things out there on the internet about heavy metals and how lithium is one of them. and so I'm concerned that that is what has caused it, and looking for advice on what I can do now.
Sure, sure. Okay, a couple things. First of all, lithium is not a heavy metal. Lithium is actually found in a lot of foods, and it's not really the end of the world. Not certainly nowhere near as bad as Prozac or Zoloft. Lithium is basically a dietary kind of substance. It does have some brain effects, and that's why they use it for bipolar, which is probably what you were taking it for. I would say it's unlikely that, as bad as those drugs are and as bad as those drugs were, if you're 36 now, your body should have recovered if you haven't been on them for 18 years. So probably there's something else going on that you're doing. For your teeth to rot and for them to fall out and for you to have those kinds of dramatic effects means something is going on continuously. You're still doing something. If you've heard the program before, you've heard me say that the body's either building up or breaking down. It's actually doing both, but it's either net build up or net breakdown. So when your teeth are falling out, you're in net breakdown mode. And at the age of 36, you're way, way, way too young to be in net breakdown mode. So the question is, why is your body breaking down? Well, you know, first of all, the most likely suspect is problems with foods that you're eating and problems with nutrient intake or nutrient absorption. So a couple things you're going to want to do. If you have any digestive issues, those are important to figure out. And I'm pretty sure you have to have some kind of digestive problems to have that kind of severe effect going on in your body where your teeth are falling out of your head and rotting. So more than likely, you have some kind of digestive issues going on. If you don't know, if you think you don't have any digestive issues, start to pay attention. Is anything come to mind? Heartburn, diarrhea, constipation, loose stools, bloating, gas, nausea, anything like that? Does that anything sound familiar there?
I've basically had diarrhea.
Okay. Okay, hang tight with me because this is very important. We can help a lot of people if I go through this piece by piece. So hang tight, Shannon in Texas, and then if you're on hold, stay there. We'll try to get to as many calls as we can. Our number is 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star Juice Extractors and Energy Star Hydraulic Juice Presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com, your choice for finer health products since 1996.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can get to my website, brightsideben.com. We got a shopping cart up there, or you can call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. Phyllis, Andy, Nasima, Angela, Frank, or Danette. They all understand the longevity business and the longevity products. They're fun to talk to. They're friendly. 866-735-2470 is their number. We're talking to Shannon in Texas. Are you there, Shannon? Do we have Shannon still?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Shannon.
Yes.
Okay, so first of all, the fact that you're having the loose stools means that you're not absorbing nutrients. That means the body is trying to get rid, is processing food way too quickly. Your nutrients aren't getting a chance to absorb. Couple things. There may be, you want to figure out what is causing the loose stools. Why is your body trying to expel the digestive content so quickly? And it usually means you're eating the wrong kind of stuff. So pay attention to the foods you're eating that are initiating or triggering the loose stools, and those are foods that are going to want, you're going to want to eliminate. You're going to also want to start taking some digestive supplements. Digestive enzymes with your meals can be very helpful. If I was you, I would be getting on the best probiotic supplement I could find. The Biolumin Nightly Essence from Longevity is good. The Flora FX is good. Whatever probiotic supplement you find, probiotics being good bacteria, you want to find a probiotic supplement that has multiple strains, 12 to 14 different types of bacteria, and you want to be taking a lot of them, maybe 80 billion or so units a day. Most of these capsules come in 10 or 20 billion unit capsules, so anywhere from 4 to 8 capsules a day, around 80 billion units a day. And you want to figure out the foods that are causing the loose stools. And then you want to start taking in supplements that can help build your gums and build your teeth. The teeth and the gums are both largely made of protein, so getting on a good protein supplement is important. And whenever you take a protein supplement, and I would go for powder protein, whey protein is the best, if you can tolerate it. If you can't tolerate the whey protein, you're going to want to go into hemp seed protein. But think protein. The gums and the teeth are largely protein. So for gum health, for teeth health, for tooth health, you're going to want to make sure that you're getting enough protein, a half a gram to a gram of protein per pound of body weight. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you're looking at 75 to 150 grams of protein. That's around 2.5 to 5 scoops of protein a day. A scoop is around 30 grams. Of protein. Vitamin C is also absolutely critical for gum health. One of the signs of vitamin C deficiency is gum disease. Both gums and the tooth matter itself depend on vitamin C levels, so making sure you're getting enough vitamin C is important, and you can really take high doses of vitamin C. Also want to make sure that you're on the B complex. Make sure you're getting calcium and magnesium. If you have digestive problems, one of the first things that's going to be compromised is your ability to absorb calcium and magnesium. So make sure you're getting on calcium and magnesium. I'd also be taking vitamin K and vitamin D. Now, the thing about vitamin K and vitamin D, as well as calcium and magnesium, is they largely depend on a fully functioning fat absorption system. We've been talking about fat absorption now for a while, at least the last few days, and we're going to continue talking about fat absorption. It's so important. If you have any problems that are affecting fat absorption, gallbladder problems, pancreas problems, stomach problems, liver problems, which you're at risk for all of those, then your ability to absorb fatty vitamins and minerals is going to be compromised. So make sure you're taking vitamins D, vitamins K, calcium, and magnesium with meals, with digestive enzymes, all of which, when you take your digestive enzymes, make sure you have digestive enzymes that contain bile salts. So make sure you're taking your calcium, your magnesium, your minerals in general, as well as vitamin K and vitamin D with foods and with digestive enzymes that contain bile salts. So got a lot of places that you could work there. Correct your digestive problems, probiotics, digestive enzymes. Make sure you're getting enough protein. Make sure you're getting your vitamin C. Vitamin D and K are also important, as well as the minerals calcium and magnesium. And last but not least, coenzyme Q10, which is a nutrient we don't talk about a lot, but we will be talking about in the coming days because it's so important for the heart, also seems to be connected to the gums, to gum health. So making sure that you're getting 100 to 200 milligrams of oil-soluble coenzyme Q10, that might be helpful as well. There's tons more you could do, but that's a great place for you to start. Good luck with that, Shannon. I hope everything works out for you. And let's move on to Tennessee and see what Ben has to say. Is that right, Ben in Tennessee?
That's right.
Did I get that right? Hey, Ben. What's up, Ben? I like your name there.
Hey, we've got a 13-year-old daughter who's been menstruating for about a year and a quarter now. And she had facial and shoulder onset acne. But the thing that concerns us most, and you picked up on the other day, you were talking about individuals who have problems with their menses in terms of severity and irregularity and sometimes mood issues related to that. And she went from being a good eater to somebody who's developed lots of proclivity to fat food, sodas, and she in the past had never used any of those things. So I'm wondering if you could speak or elaborate on your mentioning of Dr. Lee's suggestions for girls of that age, when to start and how much to dose.
Okay, then you're talking about Dr. John Lee, who's written extensively about progesterone, and he was actually one of the first guys to understand the importance of progesterone as opposed to estrogen. Doctors love using estrogen. The problem with estrogen is there's a lot of different kinds of estrogen in the body. There's over 25 different estrogen compounds in the body, probably more if you factor in all the derivatives. But with progesterone, there's just one type of progesterone. There's just one kind of progesterone. With progesterone, you have non-toxicity. With estrogen, you have a lot of toxicity. So Dr. John Lee believes in using progesterone more than using, or believed, he passed away, believed in using progesterone more than estrogen. But I don't think your daughter is ready for either progesterone or estrogen if she only started her period a couple years ago. The thing about kids when they're 13 and 14 is they go through this growth spurt. So they may have been eating fine when they were kids, but when they go through this growth spurt and their hormones start to change, their needs for protein and their needs for essential fatty acids increase dramatically. If they're not getting the protein and they're not getting the essential fatty acids, they're going to start to crave the wrong kinds of food. Sugar cravings, if you listen to this program, you know I'm going to say this. Sugar cravings mean you need more protein. Fat cravings mean you need more essential fatty acids. So essential fatty acids are especially important because deficiencies in essential fatty acids will cause menstrual cramps faster than any other nutritional deficiency. So before I put her on progesterone, I would be getting her a good EFA, essential fatty acid supplement, and making sure she's getting enough of them. Not one capsule a day or two capsules a day, but 9 capsules a day. Or if you use the liquid, then you want to be taking 2 or 3 tablespoons of essential fatty acids a day. The best way to dose your EFAs is until your symptoms resolve or until your fat cravings go away. So that means for your daughter, she wants to be taking enough EFAs until her menstrual cramps disappear, until she doesn't crave fatty foods. Now, it usually takes 1 to 2 cycles for the menstrual cycle to straighten out and for them to her periods to start to get regular and her cramps to go away. So give it a couple of months, get her on the essential fatty acids, and make sure she's not craving fatty foods. If she's craving fatty foods, she needs more EFAs. And then you want to make sure she's getting enough protein as well to take care of those sugar cravings, as well as to help build bone and build muscle and build all the things that kids need to build. as they're growing. There's a couple other things that might be helpful for the periods. Magnesium is very, very important. Women will lose magnesium in the blood when they're having their periods, and magnesium deficiencies can cause problems with cramping and can cause anxiety issues and mood problems. Magnesium is absorbed by the fatty system in the body, so if she has any kind of liver problem or gallbladder problems or any digestive issues at all, that's going to affect her magnesium absorption. So make sure that she's taking her magnesium with foods, and make sure that you're very vigilant to digestive problems. If you start to notice that when she takes her essential fatty acids, she doesn't feel so good, or she complains, or she has nausea or loose stools or any kind of digestive symptoms, you want to treat that as a fat malabsorption problem. And that means that in addition to taking the essential fatty acids and the magnesium, you're going to want to make sure that she's getting digestive enzymes with her meals and probably getting on a good probiotic supplement. I hope this isn't sounding too complicated, folks, because it really isn't. You want to work on the fat absorption system, the water-soluble system. You don't have to work on as much because it's easy to absorb the B-complex and C, but make sure you're getting the B-complex and vitamin C. And by the way, for your daughter, the B-complex and vitamin C are not directly involved with the periods and the cramping, but they are tangentially involved, especially the B-complex, which is required for the manufacture of all steroid hormones, especially vitamin B5. And now that I think about it, it probably would be a good idea to throw her on a little pantothenic acid, vitamin B5, maybe 500 to 1,000 milligrams a day. Thanks so much for calling from Tennessee, Ben. Appreciate it. Hope we helped you out. And that's the music. That's all we got time for today. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Appreciate all you guys. Appreciate your letters as well as your phone calls. And we'll talk to y'all later. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye for now.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.